Haggai chapter 2 verse 6. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. So what do you shake for Christmas? Your presents? Or your parents? The Lord promises an earth-shaking Christmas. Verse 6, I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land, all nations. So what's this shaking? The word refers to violent agitations. It's used of God shaking proud Egypt to set his people free, shaking the sea so they walk through on dry ground while the waves crash down on Pharaoh's army, shaking Mount Sinai with quaking and lightning to give a law that still grips man's heart with trembling fear. He uses the word also to describe the shaking of the nations in their own rebellion so that, once again, he set his people free, this time from Babylon, and restored them to their home. And then our text speaks, and once more, once again, God will shake the nation. The newly founded power of Persia was already cracking under the murder of monarchs and Xerxes' overly ambitious invasion of Greece. Soon, Alexander would tromp like a mad he-goat across the land of the Jews and Asia, only for his horn to break off. God so shook the nations of the world that history can only marvel. What happened to great Babylon, swift Persia, sagacious Greece, that they fell so suddenly? And yet, in their ruins, Christ came. It was an earth-shaking Christmas. When people seek an earth-shaking Christmas, they usually, by nature, are looking for something that is earthly and external for their own advantage. I better get better presents this Christmas. Or maybe they add a touch of spirituality and they want to hear great choirs and magnificent organs so they can feel the resonating sound waves while they watch light displays and gowned pageantry in the spectacularity of Christmas. Or want to be touched in their souls by examples of human kindness, man's goodness triumphing over evil. And yet, it is such earthly externals that the Lord in our text says he will shake. God shakes the world still with wars and rumors of wars, with earthquakes, famine, and economic dismay. He shakes you and me, the world, so that we may not find a settled peace and rest in our achievements, in our earthly relationships, in this life or any of its externals. He would shake the nations so violently that in their despair over things mortal, they would turn, verse 7, to the desire of nations. The coming one who gives us peace with God through the forgiveness of all your sins. Peace with ourselves through a cleansed conscience. Peace with others through His forgiving love. God shook the heavens in order to send His only begotten Son into this world for you and me. He shook the earth to bring a child from a virgin. He shook the courts to declare the criminals righteous in the obedience of His Son who has come for us. All people long for peace, but so many seek it in all the wrong places and seek it in vain. Jesus is the desire of nations, the one who gives the peace of God that passes understanding. What about you? Does the Lord need to shake you for Christmas? Christmas without repentant faith in Christ is nothing but a placebo that helps man feel a little better about his life in this world, about this shaking earth. The Hebrews 12 tells us that there is going to be another shaking. Once more, the Lord will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land, so that everything which can be shaken will be removed. 0 hour will crack with a trumpet blast that will raise the dead. God promises an earth-shaking Christmas. May He give it to you before that trumpet blasts. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 647, stanzas 1 and 2.